film everything.
What?
Quit
what?
Trying to film everything. This is private.
I'm trying to make multimedia content so we can get some sort of traction.
You're not. You're just trying to make fun of me?
No.
And I can make fun of myself.
Oh, we'll get to that. That's going to be the surprise first topic.
Oh, whatever. Who cares?
Oh, no, no. We'll...
We don't cry over spilt milk or...
spilled tomato sauce, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
No, the whole first topic is going to be all about Allison. So even if it's not in the most glowing light, it's your favorite topic ever.
Whatever. Shut your pie hole. Do our intro.
Do the intro?
Hustle up. Our intro.
Move it along. Oh, our intro. I like that. Laying some ownership. Laying some claim. How's the Tinder hunting going, by the way?
There's no Tinder hunting. Tinder, it's...
What did you do with Tinder? Why aren't you Tinder hunting? You were getting us plenty of listeners doing your Tinder trolling. Where you catfished them all with your beautiful lady pictures? And you're actually like 350 pounds and missing a leg due to the beatus?
Who cares about if I'm missing a leg? I would tell people.
That's true.
Care.
It lets you get in some real weird positions.
Those guys, those Tinder guys.
A reverse nub scissor? who wouldn't go for that?
Those Tinder guys would pull me in a wagon. I banged her in a wagon.
They call it the broken wheelbarrow.
I should get a t-shirt made up. I banged her in a wagon. Or a broken wheelbarrow, whatever. It's fine.
Do you want to project a little?
I am. Like, it sounds really loud to me.
It's not.
Okay.
You can work on it.
All right. So what do you want to talk about? How I spilt sauce and it got on your sneakers.
Well, it's a bit more of an intervention, but first we should mention the show is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, you're Allison Frank.
That's correct.
The website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. All of our social media links are there. I'm at Papa's Basement. She's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N.
Yeah.
And the iTunes subscription link is there as well. Please use that if you want to recurringly... Listen to us recurring. I don't know the proper grammar on that one. It slipped away from me. If you want to listen to us a bunch, that is the big favor you can do us. Subscribe, tell people about it, and get them to subscribe.
I got you. I'm with you.
You're reading your laptop. You're not with me. You're with Mr. Toshiba. So what are you reading? I know it's show prep, right?
I mean, this thing has a whole list of things, but who cares if it's the worst... ever, like worst rulers, worst pet bird names, worst pet bird names?
Are we letting people see how the sausages get made? Are we revealing that you for show prep just go on worst and best of lists?
I don't actually. This just popped up.
Just
and
a
it
pop
says
up.
It says worst bird names, but I mean, can't you just is
Who
it
has
a,
birds?
It's your bird, and then you can name it whatever you want.
I never got birds as a pet. Period. I don't get anything you can't cuddle as a pet, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Like, people with snakes, unless you're Slash in the Patience video.
Yeah.
Weird.
I have a picture of Betty White and Slash with a snake. That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, that's amazing. It's Betty White. You can do whatever with Betty White, and it's just acceptable and hilarious.
Yes, that's
like
true.
Like Ted Bundy could be in the middle of slashing some young brunette's throat, and Betty White would just be there giving him the double guns point.
No, that's
And he'd be like pointing the knife at her with a smile like, oh, I'm coming for you next, Betty.
That is not nice.
Really?
That's not our
He died like 20 years ago. I think we can... I think the statute's run out on that.
They were just
tasteless.
Talking about that. I forget... Was it with you or was it somebody
like
else?
Jack
and they were
the
like,
Ripper
well, we
joke
can make jokes
point.
About it because they're old dead. Like, we can make Hitler jokes because it's a long
yeah,
time ago.
Yeah, like the but Hindenburg, you can make all the jokes in the world, and yet people are still real panties in a wad about 9/11.
Well, not even 9/11, but even more recent than that. I mean, so
you know,
you
like I could be like, I guess if I were up there and I jumped, why wouldn't you flap your arms? What's the worst that could happen? At the very least, you'll give someone a hilarious video. People would still be like, too soon, man. National tragedy. This nation's black eye. But think about it. It's funny. Can you imagine like if during... Because those are the worst videos, if you ask me. The videos where they just show guys who are with a burning building to their back.
Yeah.
And what, 80 floors to their front?
Yeah.
And they're just like, this is the better option.
I don't know.
And then they Superman out. Wouldn't it be great if at least one guy in the middle of all this horrible, because you watch that and it makes your soul have a tummy ache.
Yeah.
if one guy jumped and he just does a bird flap.
Or, you know, now it's what would the fox say? So they just, ahoo, ahoo.
Well, we couldn't really hear that. Although, yeah, caw as he flapped his hands would be even better.
Yeah.
But just someone going for comedic gold. Because that is the last joke of your life. It's almost like that Daffy Duck Looney Tunes bit. You remember that?
Yeah, but
where he goes in for the show, you're supposed to say, no, I don't.
Okay, and then I don't.
Tell everyone.
Yeah, I don't. What is it? Can you tell me? I'm lost.
He runs into, I forget whose office, and he's just sitting there guzzling nitroglycerin and dynamite. And then he eats a match and explodes. And they're like, oh my God, that's the best trick I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then Daffy's spirit comes from the netherworld. He's like, yeah, the trouble is I can only do it once.
I got you.
Did you?
That was pretty funny.
It's pretty cerebral.
That's pretty good. It's not a bad bit.
Why do you just want to undermine the show today? I'm looking at your levels and it's just little teensy bumps. Like an ant walked across the pop filter.
Wouldn't it be good though? You know those people who are always prepared for anything. They're like, if you're at the office and they're like, you
not
need a
us on the show. Continue.
They're like, you need a Band-Aid. They're like, oh, I got one at my desk. You're like, oh, you need. Oh, I went tubing the other day and I need a tubing patch kit. And they're like, oh, I got one. Do you want to swing by my desk? And you're like, who are these people that are just, they're the Maria Papagiorgios.
I'll bite on this premise. No, my mom is prepared, but only for a select group of things. It's like, I need a cough drop in blueberry acai, but it can't have dye in it. She'll be like, okay, I got a couple of that.
Right. But that person, Maria,
I need it in a Ricola.
But Maria's anxiety would get the best of her in that burning building situation. See, someone who, you know, doesn't lose their cool or whatever, they could actually use that sewing kit they have in the top drawer and start sewing the curtains together, you know, and start hanging them out the window as an escape plan, building a ladder. Or whatever.
I know my mom wouldn't have jumped on 9/11.
No, she'd have had a ladder, hopefully.
No, I mean, she has no useful ladders. Preparation.
Yeah.
But she would have just sat there. She would have been too fearful. She would have just sat there.
And crisped.
Yeah, I mean, I will give her this much.
But, I mean, would she have a sense of humor about it and start painting herself with barbecue sauce?
Yeah, you know my mom, whenever anything goes wrong.
She's hilarious.
Just, yeah, ball of gags. Can always see the lighter side of things.
She smelled like honey barbecue when we found her. And you're like, that's my mom, the cut up. The office cut up.
Like the search and rescue dogs just went ape for her.
Yeah, they found her first because she was so delicious.
She smelled like rotisserie.
What's wrong with that? Ay. That's horrible. I don't know what I would do. But the thing is that I don't really ever make a big deal about anything. And people were talking about that. They're like, Allison, you don't care about anything. You always say you don't care about anything. It's like I care, but not care enough to lose my cool over it. You know what I mean?
I don't know where that's coming from or what it's going to segue into exactly.
It's nothing. I'm just
saying. Are you trying to say on 9/11, you'd be like, so what? Someone killed me with a plane. So what? The plane's going down. The tower's going to collapse on me.
I mean, I don't know that I would really be flipping out. Maybe I'd be sad. I might might spill a tear or two. But if I was in the burning building, I don't know.
You'd be like, look, how does this impact my hair appointment at 4 p.m.?
I don't know. I mean, I would try to help others. I think there's all those others but who lose their cool and lose their way. And those are the people that actually trip up other people who can be saved or would have been saved. They're the ones hysterical on the stairway when everyone's trying to get out and they're flapping caw in the stairway when people are trying to get by.
I'm weirded out by the thought of you having like a human emotion like that.
But I'm a nurse. I'm very compassionate. And I do have
But I think you view being a nurse almost as your stand-up. Like you're Patch Adams. You literally have a clown nose in your car. Why? I don't know. Every so often I drop something and then I reach down and I grab the clown nose. Which, by the way, we're going to forget that I purchased chapstick in that little egg and then lost it on the side.
Aren't. It's there. We'll remember.
No, we won't. I guarantee. I'm writing it down right now at the very top of our outline.
Yeah. It says, don't forget your chapstick.
Chapstick egg from Allison's car. And we're still going to forget. In the time span it takes me to walk from the studio
text
to your
yourself.
Car. Can I do that?
Yeah. You tap it and you type it away, so you might as well.
I thought my phone would blow up if I did that. I'll email it to myself. How's that?
That's Maria talking. You want minimal explosion potential.
I just want to confront you because as a friend, I'm worried about you lately.
Whatever.
I mean this.
Oh, whatever. I'm not listening to this.
Lately.
I'm getting out of here.
Lately.
Lately. No, listen. This is.
The past 6 months or
no,
so.
No, listen. You are putting this on me because your mom just gave you that spiel about how you're getting on her case. Now you want to just put it on
that
me.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Yes, it does.
The two are so unrelated. You sound like a crazy person.
No. Oh, yes. Now, whatever. Now you're worried about me because your mom was worried about you because you've become a butthole around
you.
The house.
I am. I think what? Lately you've had a couple problems.
Yeah, I've been sick. So?
Not just that.
Oh, okay.
Not a real, this isn't like a real concern. I don't care that your one remaining kidney is about to conk out.
Oh, this is a pretend concern.
It's a pretend concern.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel you've been acting up a little more than usual in public lately. Like you're trying to make even more of a spectacle of yourself.
Whatever.
Than you usually do.
Just because you got sauce on your pants. Who cares? I didn't do that deliberately. That wasn't for laughs.
Well, we can get to that in a bit.
That wasn't for fun.
I might have brought this up because, in Target, you insisted like a kid. You're like, I want pizza sticks.
Yeah.
As we walked
They're
by
not
the
called
pizza.
Pizza sticks.
Anyway. I want the pizza sticks.
Right. I wanted pizza sticks. Yeah. Whatever.
So I get you your damn breadsticks.
Yeah.
And as if to set up some sort of slapstick bit.
Right.
You're like, I need extra tomato sauce. So they go and get you extra tomato sauce while they're in the back. First of all, like a rebellious teen, you wad up the receipt.
It's because you were making fun.
And then fling it.
Because I put it on a counter so she can.
Okay, so you leave your trash on the counter.
Right.
And we're in Target.
And you bust my chops about it. And I said, oh, yeah. So
because
what?
You're just leaving refuse on a counter.
Who cares? It's fine. It's not a big
really?
Deal. Yeah. They leave the people leave their receipts all the time. They're like, I don't
There's
need
a trash
receipt.
Can 2 feet away. How do you feel about the girl manning the counter? Do you think she wants to throw away your receipt? She's already had to get your damn pizza sticks
That's
at your
her
beck
job.
And call.
That's her job.
Is her job
She's
also handling your
receipts?
She's in
customer service. She's in customer service. That's what they do.
This is the kind of care you would have provided on 9/11. Look, they're meant to burn. Why would you work on the 80th floor if you weren't going to burn?
There you go. You should just, if you're going to work on the 80th floor, you might as well call yourself a human marshmallow. Just change your name now. If you're on the 80th floor listening to us, you're a human marshmallow. What's wrong with that?
So I call you out on that, which
Who
I
cares?
Don't.
It's fine. It's an accident.
You see it as
I
fine.
Clean it up.
No, we're telling the whole story.
Yeah, let's.
So then while she's in the back getting Mass's extra sauce, you just grab their seat. You're like, fine. And you fling it
But that was for
onto
you.
The floor.
That was for you. That wasn't
But you
for
still
her.
Did it.
It wasn't.
There are people who have killed in the name of other people. There are people who blow up buses in Israel and say that was for you, God.
It doesn't
excuse the act. Oh. So now you've thrown trash on the floor where this girl works.
A receipt.
A receipt, but it's still trash.
Like I just tipped over Oscar in
like,
his trash
Like you
can.
Ate the meat off a Henry VIII turkey leg and you just flung the bone on
but
the
I
floor?
But I didn't do that. It was paper.
No, but you just took a wad of paper, like an adolescent, and just flung it. You're like, there, now that's trash.
I showed you.
So you take your double things of tomato sauce.
Right. And one fell on the ground.
And you skulk away.
I didn't skulk.
And I just hear.
Splat.
Behind me. Just a meaty.
It was more like.
And I turn around.
Yep.
Because I also feel something warm on my leg all of a sudden. Like I feel like Jackie Kennedy during the assassination.
Yeah, that's.
I just hear.
Yeah,
that's. And I'm like, whoa! Did Jack sneeze on the back of my neck? Oh dear God!
It's brain.
Yeah, it's gray matter.
Yeah.
And
Who
of course
cares?
We have the.
And it wasn't
the
your
minimalizing
whole leg.
Allison. Well, if you didn't want your brains blown out, you shouldn't have been president.
That's right. It's a high risk job. You don't see me on top of telephone poles.
Been on target practice.
So if you want to get struck by lightning, work on telephone poles.
So sure enough,
be a sheep herder in rainy season.
Allison, who's pissed and moaned to get her extra tomato sauce.
I didn't. I just asked
like a
for
spastic.
It. Right.
Has dropped an extra container. It's coated my pants leg and
it
one of my sneakers.
Coat it. You had a couple of drops. And
a couple of drops.
And a couple of drops on your sneaker. Correct.
It looked like Peter North's Italian cousin finished on my leg.
No, it didn't. You are so.
So I'm covered in this.
Right. Covered. Like Carrie. Like Carrie.
Exactly. just like pig's blood, except with oregano in it.
Oregano. It's oregano.
That's what goes in the pasta sauce, right?
It's not oregano.
There's oregano. That's like the most Italian seasoning of all.
Oregano.
Why are you laughing at me like I'm like, oh, there was sugar in the cookies. You're like, say it again. He's so crazy. Oregano goes into red sauce. I've made red sauce.
It's oregano.
Oh, oregano, whatever.
It's not oregano.
Oregano. You're the one.
You're ridiculous.
I'm the one saying solenoid. You're like, say it again. It's solenoid or whatever. How the
I
hell
think
you
it
pronounce.
Is solenoid, isn't it? I asked. I don't
I believe
know.
It's
car parts.
Spelled like S-O-L-E.
It doesn't matter how it's spelled. Your name could be J-Q-F-B-C, and I'll say, yeah, he's got a bunch of triangles in there, but his name
is
John.
Am I a football player at a Newport News?
I'm just saying. Who cares how it's spelled? It's how it's pronounced. So how do you pronounce it? Let's ask our mechanic friends.
You pronounce
Please
it
call
oregano.
In.
Fine. You get your red sauce all over my leg.
Then and my oregano.
Then you go, quick, we need some napkins. And I'm like, thank Christ. At least she's going to clean up the mess she made.
Yeah, I did. Sort of.
You give two wipes. You literally don't
I don't work there.
But you made a mess there.
I don't work it.
This isn't PetSmart where you can just cock your leg and drop one.
I wouldn't do that.
And be like, whatever. They'll think a St. Bernard came through.
No, I would have blamed it on the rabbits. Damn rabbits.
You'd have been like, help mush these into balls so we could play it off.
No. No, I wouldn't.
So you leave this huge swath of sauce still there. Like, really, it was almost weirder that you wiped the two droplets you did. Because when you start and you get the napkins, I'm like, she's going to clean it up. You dabbed around it. You almost, like, mushed it into
no,
a Rorschach
Listen,
pattern.
Listen, I picked it up. I picked it up. I picked the container up, and I wiped up what I could with
You
the
left
napkins.
The lid on the floor.
Because it was smushed into the ground.
I forgot that... Tomato sauce had such adhesive properties.
It did.
It's literally a little plastic lid the size of like a...
But it wouldn't budge.
Really?
It really wouldn't.
What, did you blow real hard on it and that's how you came to your determination?
Listen, I don't work there, so accidents happen. When they say clean up on aisle three, they don't say Samantha Stevens, you let your three-year-old do it.
They want to say ... because some selfish bitch couldn't handle it.
No, I'm not selfish. I'm very nice. I'm very friendly. I use my manners.
I can tell you're friendly to the employees the way you give them extra trash to clean up.
That was for you. That wasn't for them because you made such a big deal about leaving it on the counter. I didn't say, hey, I want that receipt. She just gave it to me and she put it there. So I put it back. Just leave it there.
All crumpled. If you just left it there, that's one thing. The crumpling to me... is an act of this is refuse and you take it.
Who cares? I didn't see a trash can. Who cares?
That's so then we can't even beat a hasty escape. There's a Starbucks 2 feet past the little Pizza Hut kiosk in the Target.
Yeah.
And you're like, let's sit down and eat.
Yeah, let's eat with
Well,
pride.
Literally, you're like a firebug.
Yeah.
Who burns down a building and then has a grilled cheese at the diner next door so they can watch everyone sprint into the blaze and you can enjoy your work. You're like, let's sit down. Watch the peons get to mopping my waist.
Watch everybody like a cartoon character and just...
Yeah, crack their necks possibly.
Must you make everything such a big deal?
Now I'm going to die because you had to soak my pants leg and my shoe in water and soap. And you're like, don't even worry about tomato sauce. You just douse it in peroxide. It comes right out. So then I actually make you put your money where
you
your mouth is.
You didn't make me do anything.
I
was
did.
Happy to do it.
I said, you won on this episode?
No, this is not how it went down. It's fine.
You want to drive home empty-handed, or you want to be behind the mic telling your side of this business?
Yeah, with some oregano. See how funny it sounds when it comes out of my mouth?
Well, I'm just laughing because you're having the time of your life, because you're the center of attention.
Whatever.
But just in general, when we're out in public, there was a time years ago where you knew the proper amount of ball busting to administer to people.
Where is this coming from? This wasn't even in the notes.
No. This is just the tomato sauce kind of crossed a line for me. And now I just want to convey.
But that was an accident. It's not like I did it for a bit.
This is stuff.
I didn't smash stuff around Target like the Hulk and just go, isn't this going to be hilarious?
I want to ask you, do you feel.
Yes.
Because for years, I think we met when I was, what, 23, 24 or something like that?
It's been a long time.
Been close to a decade. It was MySpace days.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
So God knows how long that was. Back then, I was just in awe of your ability to approach strangers and start conversations. And even like a playful, teasing way. I was like, if Allison was a dude, the ass you would crush.
Correct. Yeah.
Insane.
Right.
You would pull anything with that kind of game.
More than a toilet seat. You're right.
But you're a chick. So it's kind of disarming. Like, you can be a little more ball busty than a guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're a woman and it doesn't come off. I feel lately.
Yeah.
That you have it up veered so into it that even as a woman and a non-threatening looking woman, you scare people now. Like, we'll sit at tables. I remember I was next to an old Indian guy. We're sitting in Cava waiting for our food. That and then fun. His daughter and his wife sit down.
And I was like, how many bombs did you build?
Yeah, I mean, you were literally just lobbing jokes of that nature.
And is there a bomb in that turban? You jokester.
And I just remember, because I'm sitting across from the daughter.
He ordered his Cava bowl with extra fuses.
I mean, you're pretty much delivering lines of that nature.
Yeah. And but it's fine. Then the daughter started shooting the breeze. And
she wasn't shooting the breeze. She felt like she was talking to an autistic she had to entertain. Like, she was tapping my toes under the table in Morse. Like, is she special, quote unquote?
Oh, yeah. We had fun.
I don't know if...
And they said goodbye to us when we were leaving.
Yeah, and then they muttered under their breath in good riddance.
No, they didn't. They were very fun.
Like, I was grabbing you by the collar, and she mouthed, thank you. And I went, no worries. She's always like that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you feel you've gotten weirder as time has passed?
No,
More open?
No, I mean, I'm the same as I've always been. Maybe you're just noticing it more.
I don't know. Maybe people in this area are more standoffish.
I don't think we did as much out before, maybe.
That's true. Because I have to pay you every time you come out to do the show with a meal.
But we've done more stuff out now than we did before.
Yeah, because I have to give you a meal. Because I'm like, hey, Allison, I'm really poor.
Nobody said you have to. That's something that you do. And you don't only do it for me. You do it for everyone.
No.
Everyone that does the show, you do.
Howard,
except for your
Howard
brother.
Howard does it like 50%. Howard gets a meal every 2 to 3 weeks out of me.
Yeah, so?
It's usually a chipotle burrito.
Yeah. It's good. That's nice. Do you go to this one over here or no?
Yeah, I go to the one that's 2 feet away.
Yeah.
Because it has the sofritas, so I can eat that like the vegetarian vag that I am.
But does it taste good? Did you say that?
It's not bad. It's spicy as hell.
What about the wheatgrass? We should talk about that. Did you try it or what?
I've been having it. You saying that made me remember that I forgot it. Today.
Oh, you did? That's probably why you're a little low energy.
Am I?
Yeah.
Because I feel I'm doing great.
No, you're not. I mean,
stop
it started
trying to drag
with,
me down.
Started with the oregano.
That's a mispronunciation. It's not a sign of horrible energy levels. I think my energy is good. I've never been a ball of energy behind the mic.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those, like, just guys launching into tirade after tirade. I've worked with people.
Or voices.
In radio like that who just, their whole shtick is... loud bombast. That's not me. I've tried to work on the energy levels because I don't want to sound draggy. That's the sign of you're listening to NPR or an amateur where we're talking like this and there's a lot of pauses. When I hear that, that's a sign of baby's first podcast.
I don't know.
Whenever anyone's
but
like,
they,
hey, will you
they
listen
have
to my
to do
show?
What the listeners want. So if they're catering
NPR,
to
NPR, they do have to. Yeah. I think NPR, a capable DJ, a jockey of discs, if you will, could get behind that mic.
Yeah.
And it could be like my energy level. Again, I'm nothing blazing. In the grand scheme of things, I'm pretty low energy. And they'd be like, oh, Wolfman.
That's
Take it down a few notches. You trying to wake the dead here? That's right. No, you can put on. I was sitting through Bluegrass Hour because once again, my car is in the shop.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later. Yay, transmission problems.
Yeah. But why do stations that play classical music have to talk like that? Because
well, I was listening to Bluegrass.
Yeah.
For F's sake. You heard me, F.
Whoa. Easy.
And the show, the hour, was hosted by Echo. Literally Echo. Like a chick who would blow you for a dime bag.
The end.
And a sandwich. My name's Echo. Don't finish on my nose ring.
It'd be a roller dog from 7-Eleven.
No, she'd be a vegetarian. Just a girl named Echo, I picture with dreads, armpit hair.
A tofu dog. A tofu dog.
And no compunction about where that mouth goes to make ends meet.
Yeah.
So Echo is doing her bluegrass show. And bluegrass is, if nothing else, it's got some energy to it.
Yeah.
I mean, every chase scene from the 70s was accompanied by it, not because it was slow.
Yeah.
And somehow these songs end. Don't give me that shrug. Like, I've never heard a bluegrass song.
I don't like it. I don't like bluegrass music.
It's great. Missing out.
It's not great to me. It sucks.
Anytime we'd come back from a relatively up-tempo number, this is going to sound a little Casey Kasem. Every time I come out of an up-tempo number, I have to do a goddamn dedication to a dead dog. It's a great tape. You've ever heard that one?
Oh, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, I love that. Look.
Because it was like, after he did that, it was like, oh, when the saints come marching in.
Hold on.
Something
I literally have just looked up Casey Kasem flips out. Oh, we can't play it.
Oh.
Maybe. We'll find out. I just want to see if it's dirty or not.
Oh, no.
No!
Here, and it'll
no!
Why?
No! Someone had taken that out of audition.
Oh, sorry.
And so it was just silence. We're going to play it again. I'm going to have to edit that. Thanks to some ass taking that pot out of audition.
Oh,
who would do that?
I don't know.
Who screws with that stuff?
I don't know.
So unprofessional. Here's the Casey Kasem tape. Now that it has zero flow.
Yeah, okay.
We're up to our long distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand.
I love how
whether we
it
have
is.
Kids or pets or neither.
Neither.
It's from a man in Cincinnati,
cars,
Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but
Audrey's,
goddamn
man.
It, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I know that was a bit of a break, but...
Yeah.
If you haven't heard that, it's the best thing on earth. What were we talking about beforehand? My brain is a blank.
I don't know. I don't
Come
remember
on.
Either.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh.
About your voice, I think. And
energy levels.
Yeah, and wheatgrass. Mm-hmm, and echo. Correct.
Oh, Allison.
What about the wheatgrass? Seriously, are you noticing a difference?
We'll just,
yeah.
No, I've noticed no difference. I've still had to take afternoon naps.
Yeah.
I've had just horrific gas this morning, but I don't think.
But
that's
do you think when your mom
wheatgrass.
Was complaining today about your ill disposition and how much it's amped up, do you think that has anything to do with the wheatgrass?
Oh,
like it's
think
making you
wheatgrass
angry.
Wheatgrass makes me more of a jerk.
Makes you more villainous because it's green, and you're like, I'm the Hulk.
I don't think so. I think my mom simply anytime I am seeing either a psychiatrist or a woman,
yeah,
she is very shaken and worried to her core that something else is influencing me, because she's that kind of person, and she'll
she
never
does
admit
do
it.
That. Yeah, mm-hmm.
She'll never admit it, and she's like, "What are you talking about?" But the instant anyone can shake her role as, I mean, not that she has some profound influence on me at this stage. I'm 32, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
But she likes to believe she does.
Yeah.
And it's more anytime she can point the finger at anyone else in my life. She's like, it's literally like a band that's gotten big. And it's like, you've changed, man. It used to be about the music. That's what I get from my mom.
Yeah.
You're changing. You're being mean.
Yeah, but people do change. And people change with money and all those kinds of things. So perhaps you have changed.
Really?
Maybe
I'm 32 and at home. Have I changed?
I don't know.
Given what I learned about my car this morning, I certainly don't have money either. So
whatever. It's just a couple hundred dollars. People do pay that.
It's about a K.
It isn't a K yet.
It's 800.
They said 500. Now it's 800.
Plus a transmission thing. That was an extra 250 to do the fluid.
Oh, right.
So they said 782.
Okay.
That was about my quote.
But that's
cheap.
And
I don't think it's going to go down from there.
But that's cheap. So it's fine.
It's not so cheap. It's about...
Okay, then learn to fix it yourself and quit your complaining.
I can't do transmission work, Allison. I can do a bunch of lighter crap. I can't do transmission. Last I checked, normal mechanics can't do transmission. Yeah, that's why you go to the transmission shop.
It doesn't need a new transmission.
We don't know that yet. That's the fun part. I get to do the 800 in repairs and then just let them fly.
Yeah. So what did you do before? You said this is the first time you've ever had to have a major repair done on a car, but what would you do before? Just junk it? It was time to further get a new car or what?
Do we want to do my car history?
No, I don't want to do your car history. That's boring. I'm just saying, what did you do before? Did you just trash it or what?
I'll give you the car history because you really gave it a ringing endorsement. So
no.
I know the listener. You are the voice of the listener?
Yeah, I'm the voice of the listener. I'm saying, hey, speed it along.
So, hold on, I'm writing down what we did on the show so I could type it up when we enter it.
But did you notice that the wheatgrass was disgusting? Did it taste nasty?
You built it up like I was taking a shot of Andre the Giant seed, and it was not that bad. I mean
people
wasn't...
eat seed all the time. Chicks do it all the time. Men do it all the time. So it's not like people haven't done that.
Well,
willingly.
I haven't, so I don't really know what to calibrate and compare.
I didn't compare it to spunk, but it is pretty nasty.
I mean, it ain't good. You try to eat it or drink it before breakfast so you can immediately consume something that masks what you had.
Yeah.
But it's not, again, it's not bad. And more importantly, it's not like lasting bad. It's like the way I used to get, well, I shouldn't say that maybe, but I used to get really high on cough syrup a lot.
Yeah.
When I was a teen. And it wasn't just that cough syrup tastes like battery acid going down. I mean, everyone's had cough syrup. We know what it tastes like.
Yeah. But some are worse than others, too.
Oh, yeah. CVS was the brand to get.
Yeah.
Because Robitussin's whole thing was like, we are the stickiest. Look at how we dip this spoon. Sorry, I got to wipe the drool off of my mouth. Look at how we dump this spoon into Robitussin.
And it doesn't move.
It looks like, cookie dough is stuck to the damn thing.
Okay.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Cough syrup doesn't work by contacting something. You have to digest it. So the more that's stuck to your throat and mouth and the spoon, that's crap that's actually not working. It's one of the most blatant examples I've ever seen in advertising of just making an issue out of something that's actually worse, much less a non-issue. Like being like, we get less of our active ingredient in your tummy.
Okay.
CVS brand was the least noxious and it was also the most watery, so it would get down. But even CVS Tussin, for 2 hours after you consume that much, you were gargling with Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Just to get that vomit out of your mouth.
I used
Wheatgrass
to take,
was nowhere near that bad.
Well, that's true when you like garlic capsules, if you've ever taken those, then all day you're belching garlic all day long. So, I mean, that just stays with you. Till the next day, and you're like, why did
I do
took
that? Those briefly. I don't remember having that.
Oh, it's horrible.
That
I think some
gross.
Are better than others. I think because there's odorless garlic and there's other varieties, and maybe they've tried to tone it down.
I'm trying to figure out what gave me the farts I had all morning.
I don't know. You didn't have wheatgrass, so that's not it.
Well, no. Usually I wake up and it's like I didn't fart all night. So it's like 8 hours of just, okay, we're catching up, and we're caught up. Like after 15 minutes,
I can't even remember the last time I farted. That's
really?
How long I think it was.
Really?
It's been a long time, I think.
Really? The way you bent over in Target with your ass just out in the air, like comically, you should have just done it to make the picture perfect.
I mean, but that's not, I don't do that kind of humor. That's not my kind of humor.
No, you're just on this show. Let me polish my monocle. I got a real killer about Tchaikovsky.
I mean, your humor is pretty bad, and your humor got you in a lot of trouble yesterday, so.
What? What happened? Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, so. Your mom was like, what did he say? My angel?
All I'm saying is the wheatgrass isn't as putrid as you made it out to be. It's done very little, I think,
but maybe
my
I should try
levels,
that because
though.
It's frozen, so maybe there's different, or if they've added water.
It
I don't
does
know.
Sound like one of those BS foods. Yeah. Where they're like, it's equivalent to 80 tons of vegetables. That, yeah. You could feed an elephant with a wheatgrass pellet a day.
Yeah.
And it'd be fine. And you're eating that, you're like, oh my God. But I really was like,
but we're talking about nutrient rich, you know, nutrient rich foods. So it has a lot of nutrients, you know, that you get.
It's
you
just
can
the top
eat-
of wheat though. How is it better than the wheat that I'm not supposed
but
to
it's
eat?
But it's wheat grass. It's wheat grass. It's not the top of wheat.
But it's like baby wheat, right? If I let it grow, wouldn't it just become a wheat stalk? I could
no,
make a bread
just,
or something.
It just
good
becomes
out of?
Grass. It's just grass.
So could I eat my lawn?
You probably can.
Are bunnies in really good shape? Like
they are.
Full of nutrients?
Look at gorillas. They eat primarily vegetables, very little meat or none.
Yeah, but do they eat wheat grass?
I mean, if they had it in the jungle, they would.
Where's wheat grass from?
The wheat grass store.
I mean, where do I find it in the wild? Where I could just literally walk out on my lawn and pluck a handful.
He wants to.
And go, hey, kids, breakfast is served.
You want to walk through the wheatgrass fields.
Well, and now I'm just curious where the hell it came from. Like, who looked at their lawn and was like, oh, this is going to save me from the kidney cancer ravaging my body?
It can. It's very good for you.
Save I don't know where it liver. Is. Like, where it originally came from.
I don't know.
Where.
I can look it up. But I don't know where it's from. I don't know. I bought some, but I bought it from a wheatgrass
It's the
store.
Same thing, like, I don't know, it just tofu weirds me out, too. Not because it's weird and gross in yeah. its natural state.
Yeah.
It's just like, who thought to press it? It's weird enough that people were like, oh, there's a cow's milk. Let me suck on that big cow nipple, yeah. and that'll be delicious.
Yeah.
Or I can hack off that cow's head and put it on the fire, and that'll be delicious.
But it's not so insane because they see the calves doing it. You know what I mean?
I guess.
So you know that they're obviously
I see my cat licking its asshole. I don't...
Wouldn't want to know what it tastes
yeah.
like.
You know, my ankle isn't behind my neck 30 seconds later. Gone just a little bit more.
But you're not a cat, and it's not a cat's butthole, so that's something different. You see
so I should be grabbing my cat and cocking its tail. I gotcha.
But we knew that. But we know that they're doing that for hygiene. They're not getting nourishment.
I don't know. Maybe
highly
food needs to be consumed twice.
There are cultures that do believe that, but I don't. I really don't. There's people that just drink their own urine and then they bathe themselves in urine. They splash it on like
wow.
after shit.
They're called single people.
No, he has a girlfriend.
Wow. Is she another piss priestess or?
She's been converted. And he brags about how young he looks, but he actually looks like, I don't know, not young. I don't know who he looks like. He looks like somebody's, he's big into the sun and all that. But he actually preaches about drinking urine and how everyone should drink it.
Wait, so he doesn't realize that the sun is horrible for your skin?
No, I mean, I think he's outdoorsy. I think he's just out and pretty much he's one with nature. And so,
well, that's my current thing with the girlfriend. Like she, during the summer.
Yeah.
Was just like, dude, I don't have to put on suntan lotion. I'm only out there for like 3 hours. I'm like, when do you need to put on suntan lotion? What the hell are you thinking?
It's not suntan lotion. It's sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Yeah, that's correct. It. I think she's the type that's like, I put on oil. What do you want me to do? Yeah. And I'm like, that's the one that offers like zero protection. I want you looking like a handbag in 10 years. How's that? Some shallow pig.
No, but you're actually protecting her. From, you know,
so I'm being skin. The good guy.
Yeah.
Even mm-hmm. though it's purely because I don't want to see crow's feet.
But that'll help her as well. So that can be thoughtful.
Again, yeah, it's not like you ever know how long things go with anyone, but you're like, I'm not going to actively watch you destroy yeah. yourself in case we do wind up in the long haul.
Yeah, but I mean, that could be said about a lot of things, you know. Like certain shoes or whatever.
You mean shoes covered in sauce?
Or Maria with her 9,000 coats. One for every degree.
I don't know, man. I really want to know what kept the fart fountains going this morning for hours.
I don't even want to hear
like
about
it. It smelled like pure baby crap.
It's disgusting.
Coming out of me.
Mm.
And what's great is I'm seeing the chick tonight. And
some baby poop doesn't really smell that bad.
Oh, this baby poop did. Oh, this baby poop.
I think what you mean
was,
is, I mean, I've had some grown ups.
Mustard gas.
With some, with some diarrhea, and it's been pretty bad. Or just poop itself.
I mean, like every time I blasted, I would check to see if the cats had crapped on my bed. I'm like, yeah, there's no way that was me.
Yeah.
It was bad. And I figured it might be this like Israeli couscous my mom made.
Yeah.
So, of course, again, I have the girlfriend this eve.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, just to be safe for the scientific method, maybe I should eat more. And if I blast one while she's going down on me, we'll have our answer.
Oh, that's nasty.
Thank you for yawning over my punchline. That's all the encouragement I needed.
You're welcome.
Shall we get to you? Your star segment where we can talk about the Facebook comment that launched 1,000 ships.
I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with me. That has to do with you being a butthole.
No, it has to do with you
peacocking
and your antics on Facebook, showing off to everyone.
That's not showing off.
Why don't you? I'm going to give you some junior broadcaster time.
No,
Why don't you paint a scene with your words? Okay, what's the question?
I forgot it now.
All right. Right. Just here's a ball. That's you on it. I made a fist and I took my open
hand, like
paper covering rock.
I'm ready to play.
That was you on the ball.
Today. No, I posted a picture of myself with birthday flowers and then you
were they birthday flowers? Your birthday was weeks ago.
Yeah, so what?
Why are you still getting flowers? Oh, the sick can't receive flowers? I thought that's like what hospitals were.
I was sick, so I didn't really do anything on Facebook or Twitter for weeks. You know what I mean? I was very inactive. So I just posted the photos. Yeah. So it was actually
holding flowers.
Correct. And then you said,
and all the guys who are sniffing around your butt.
Yeah.
Like a dog in heat.
Nobody sniffed around
my
butt.
All the guys that comment, they're all sniffing around your butt trying to get a piece.
No, they're not butt sniffers.
They are. I mean, you've got some legit friends, like I think me and Chris. And
yeah.
We aren't sniffing around your butt. We're just buddies.
That's
not
right.
Butt buddies, just buddies.
Pallies.
But I would, pallies. Mother, father, Chinese dentist.
Yeah.
I would assume at any given time, 50% of the comments on a post you make are guys who think if they're witty enough, they're going to get a little Allison.
Well, it depends on how clever they are.
You're like, I sneered like a little Elvis curl the lip thing. So you get a foot job.
Oh.
To completion, though.
Ew, gross.
But you can't finish on the feet.
Gross. This is nasty. I don't like this story. So, you left a crude comment.
You can tell the world what I said.
I don't actually
As you
like
held
that.
Your beautiful flowers aloft.
Yeah. Then what did
you
say?
You're my friend, so I think nothing of posting this stuff.
Yeah.
I think I wrote.
But my parents can read
and
it.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, your parents, really?
They can.
The parents who left you to the child molesting wolves while they were in AA or whatever. and me being saucy on Facebook.
Yeah,
that's the one that causes themselves to fan themselves like a black woman in Southern church.
Yeah, but it really did make a lot of people upset. They thought you were being disrespectful to me.
Of the flowers, too.
Which I think is nice. I think it is nice for people to say, hey, listen, I don't think that, you know what I mean, without knowing you or whatever. So that's people looking out for me, I guess.
A bunch of guys who want to do you, feigning outrage, so that a year from now they can scream much worse obscenities at you. God bless the male brain. I wrote...
Yeah.
As I recall.
Yeah.
Whose penis did you have to suck for those flowers if you catch my drift?
Correct. Correct.
Because I was being subtle.
Right. Yeah.
And that was the uproar?
And
really?
Yeah. People I got a lot of Facebook. A lot of people didn't. Some people wrote in the same thread. Like, how dare you? You know?
Really?
How quickly was
it deleted? Because all of a sudden, I wasn't seeing any replies on that post.
No, I left it up. I was going to just leave it.
Uh-huh.
And then I responded to people in private message and just said, oh, he's my friend. We're like brother and sister. And he really wasn't meaning any offense to it. And, that's not really... He can make those jokes because I'm not that type of person. So I'm not offended. You know what I mean? If I was around just, using my mouth as a penis depository, you know, then it wouldn't be funny because you actually calling a spade in public,
yeah.
You know, but I don't do that.
Well, everybody knows. I don't want to give anyone who's into you like a sense that they're barking up the wrong tree. I don't know. You might have a penis depository. I really don't know.
That's disgusting. And that's not my style. So anyhow, but then my phone started blowing up.
You're all butt stuff.
No. Anyhow, my phone started blowing up with texts and stuff saying, who is this John guy and where does he get the nerve? And I hope he's no friend of yours and I hope he's off your friends list. And just, I mean, it just went on and on and on. It was that people were pretty upset. So then finally, they're like, you have the power. You can take him down. And then
what
I was
are
just
these bags of crap.
So then I wanted to leave it up, but then other people were getting offended. And so I just said, you know, I'll just take it off.
Ugh, what killjoys. These are the guys.
But it wasn't just guys. It was guys and girls.
Girls, that's fine.
Yeah.
That I can accept.
Yeah.
But dudes,
yeah.
If you're quote unquote offended, guess what? I know you're just trying to bang Allison. Because no guy would actually be offended by that, you effing twat. Any man that calls himself a man.
But if somebody wrote that,
a girl,
somebody wrote that on Katie's page. Are you going to be like, oh, look at Mr. Chuckles. He's so funny.
I'm Katie's boyfriend.
So what?
There's a difference. Okay.
But if people don't know that she has a boyfriend.
All right. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
If it was like Katie's page because she's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I would care.
Yeah.
If it's anything else.
Yeah.
Anyone else. Why? Like literally if someone else had written that comment on your post.
Yeah.
Do you see me getting up in arms? Like,
no.
Allison,
and this is
delete
the thing.
This.
Like even if I had a boyfriend or whatever and some chick just whatever, if I'm comfortable enough with them, like that stuff doesn't bother
even
me.
Then I would probably just IM Katie or because this is 2000. I would get on my AIM and get invisible and message her and I would say.
Get invisible. I forgot about that.
And I would say, hey, put up your away message, but set it so that we could talk while the away message is up.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, who is this character? Is this okay? And she would, you know, depending on what she said, I wouldn't care that much.
Yeah.
But any guy who's like, blah, blah, bluster, 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 this is awful.
Yeah, but I got a lot of that.
They just want to sniff your ass. That's all.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Now I know who the butt sniffers are.
Pretty much. They just want to walk up like a beagle and go... So
no, some
hard
are very
that their little
nice.
Cheek flap shake.
Some are very nice.
Really? Because they sound like babies to me.
There's a couple of young people.
Of course.
Yeah. So
that's a young man's trick. And an older guy who has zero game.
Blah, blah, blah. So outrageous. Your house is outrageous.
You ought to wash your mouth. I mean, people really did get upset about it. I mean, I thought it was fine enough.
Anyone who got upset about that, send them a text right now.
But there are people who I think can just get upset about anything, but I'm not that type of person.
Well, those are real babies.
I mean, I don't...
And especially people who get upset in the steed of others. Right. Like, aren't you so worked up about this? No.
But there are things that I might say to my friends or whatever that I might not just say to everyone. You know what I mean? There's certain things maybe you do or places that you'll go, but you wouldn't necessarily go there or take everyone there, assuming they have the same sense of humor or whatever. So I'm careful about what I do put on my Facebook page. You know, if it's something, you know, so maybe I see something and it's off color, but I won't necessarily post it on there for everyone. Like, I don't want to hurt people's feelings or, you know what I mean? It's difficult to pick up sarcasm or where people are coming from or whatever. So
I guarantee you any guy that was quote unquote outraged enough to message you.
Yeah.
If you texted them back.
There were a lot.
And
like,
you go.
More than I can count.
Look, it really means a lot.
Yeah.
That you were that you care about me this much. Would you come over tonight? 100% would go, sure.
I didn't say
sure.
that.
Sure.
That didn't come out of my mouth.
I'm not saying you did. I'm saying that would be a test. I guarantee you not a one would go, what are you talking about? I literally was just concerned about you. If you went, look, that
I hope
showed
you're not
me,
walking to your car alone.
If that you showed me what kind of guy you are.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of guy I went up in these entrails tonight. They'd be like, sure, what, where, and when? I thought you had to watch your kids tonight.
That's any guy, period. I can't think of any guy who said, hey, you know, Susan's going to
turn down booty. I've been lazy.
Yeah, maybe out of laziness or maybe she's going to come over. You know what I mean? I mean, you have a different dynamic because you live with someone. Your mother.
Well, I'm talking back when I was an adult and lived out of the house and I could just have chicks come over.
Right, but you're doing that now. I mean, there's things that you won't do. I mean, there could be buy one, get one free, and then you're doing math about the gas and how much brake fluid. And you've got all these equations and think, I'm not really getting that for free. And then you just stay home. But there's no like, hey, let's go for the fun of it or the atmosphere or the whatever. And you know, it's not really buy one, get one free, Allison. I've done the math. It's this much in transmission fluid. It's this much in brakes.
I am sorry I'm smart like that. I'm just saying these are guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I get what you're saying. No guy would turn down free ass. But I mark my words. These are men who are coming at you and presenting themselves as friends. And
they're
concerned as chivalrous friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And if you were like, I really dug that, dump a load on my face like the dog I am, they'd be like, sure, bring it.
I don't think anyone's going to dump a load on my face.
Shoot that chivalrous seed across my cheeks. They'd be like, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But I thought you had a girlfriend, Tommy or Jim or Jeff.
And not tonight.
Well, can you keep a secret? Because I can. Mark my words, every one of these damn white knights.
But it was nice. Some of them it was nice, and some of them you can see. But,
I'm sure some of them came from a genuine place of being a pussy.
I mean, there was
a
people that just... And so then I just took it off. Like, and there was like several emails in there, and they were like, who is this John? Who is John?
It's me. It's me, you taints. That's who.
I said, oh, it's just John from the radio show, and he's just being funny.
Mm-mm-mm. And it was funny. Admit it.
I mean, it's pretty funny, but I mean, I don't necessarily want my dad thinking that somebody, you know what I mean, is out
her
to
little
get...
girl. His little girl sucked a Peter?
No, I just don't want him thinking that someone's being disrespectful or that I couldn't take care of myself or something like that. You know what I mean? Whereas my dad doesn't know, or my uncles or whatever. Like, my whole family's on Facebook. You know what I mean? So...
I didn't know that. I don't think of that because my mom
isn't
on Facebook, and yet all you hear is check so-and-so's Facebook to keep up on so-and-so.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, all my cousins' kids, my uncles, my aunts, my mom, my dad.
Well, you know what? Had I thought of it that way, maybe I wouldn't talk about penises in your mouth.
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, that's fine, and you're being yourself, and... You know, I like you for you, but not everyone knows that you're being friendly. Somebody's probably just thought you were being a butthole. Like you were trying to be hurtful. Like it was not funny. You were just trying to like.
So, of course, you couldn't handle that with a simple X click on the comment. They had to stick up.
Yes. But.
And show you what a great guy they are.
But you know what? I don't have the Facebook app on my phone, so I don't get Facebook prompts. And when I was sick, I was hardly on there at all. So that, you know, penis comment could have stayed up there. You know what I mean? There could have been a whole...
I got it. Penis comment stayed up?
Yeah. Okay.
I see what you did.
Anyway, so, you know, I don't want to hurt people's feelings or whatever. So, I mean, I wouldn't put that on someone else's page. You know, I might say that and whisper it in somebody's private message.
She's a whore. Who did she blow for those? Hi, Tammy.
That's right. Hey, girl.
Exactly.
Anyway, so there you have it. So wheatgrass, farts, your profanity.
Oh, show's done. We've hit an hour.
Oh, really?
Jerron just looked in. I don't know why. Hi, Jerron. Jerron left.
Oh.
I wonder if next door.
Every time you say
loud.
That, like you are going to be the worst person. Like if this place were to go down, like you just stare at it. Somebody could be there. Oh, he was just tapping on the window with a gun.
Like, well, it's like
I
that.
Can't see. It's behind me.
It's like
me.
That Bill Shatner Twilight Zone. And I'm like, there's a man on the wing. And you turn around and he's gone in his little gorilla pig face suit. He just flies away.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
done.
I wanted to ask you if you believed in that. If you believed in them.
In gremlins?
Do you believe in those?
Not so much.
Only on Tuesdays if I've had a lot of pizza and cough syrup.
That's like a story that World War II bomber pilots told each other about the gremlins and the wings.
Oh, I don't even know anything about that.
Yeah, it's a plane thing, an old-timey plane thing.
Oh.
Can we end this one? Really? Yeah. It's all about you, so it's your favorite kind of episode.
It isn't really, because that was you were being mean to me both in the end bit and the beginning bit.
All about you. Thank you for listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined by Allison Frank.
Oh, that's me.
Go to inpapasbasement.com. find our iTunes subscription link. That's the big thing. And if you like what you heard today, if you enjoy the website, which in addition to the Monday and Thursday episodes of this show, they're up every week, about an hour long. And there's a good deal of my writing there as well, in case you can't listen to stuff at work. Also check out thespookiescomic.com. I write that, my friend draws it, and pfpod.com. That's Papa's Football Podcast. And I do that one with my buddy Howard Flood. So there's other material out there if you enjoyed this a lot. And if you're one of those babies who told Allison that I'm a piece of crap, die and burn in the eternal hellfire.
You're the best.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.